thing. So I work full time, but this is the ministry I'm called to. This is what God calls all Christians to do, is go out to the world and make disciples.
Are you guys part of a church system?
What's the name?
Maranatha Bible Church.
Bible Church? So it's a non-denominational?
Oh, yeah.
And how about you, sir?
First free here.
So what I would say is, so it's easy to see the sin of the Roman Catholics, because you've mentioned the relics and idolatry. It's also easy to see the sin of the evangelicals. Do you know why? Yeah. Ready? I was just about to preach. I'm going to preach it. They're telling us this is a private sidewalk, so we'll have to leave and go at the other entrance. But we're waiting for the police to verify it, because we're legal, peaceful. But anyway, the evangelicals, I believe Roman Catholicism is the whore in Babylon. She sits on a city of seven hills. She's dressed in purple and scarlet. She's drank the blood of the saints. And a lot of evangelicals and non-denoms, you guys are non-denoms, but evangelicals, a lot of them say amen. But guess what? You guys are daughters of the whore. You know why? You're keeping things like Christmas, Easter, Good Friday handed down from this that God never ordained. And so you got to really ponder those things and think about those things. And our 10-point test on our website, our 10-point test on our 10-point test on our website would help you in that.
Here comes your answer.
Two Levitical priests were destroyed by God for bringing strange fire. They knew worship of God. They knew how to do it. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, and God made them into charcoal briquettes, those two priests. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, after Jesus had come and grace has come, they knew how to worship God and everything, right? What happened to them? God killed them for one lie, one Holy Spirit lie. Look at the 10-point test on our website.
I'm going to keep your conversation.
Yeah, we got to go. Look up our 10-point test. You'll see that you're following a false way. Thank you, officers. We'll be on the other corner over there, preaching over there, loving our neighbors. Holy is the Lamb of God. So as promised, the police said, this is a private sidewalk. So we're going to go back to our original spot over on the public sidewalk. And so we're leaving right now, but it's awesome because, you see that, brother? The two police got the gospel, and when the police show up, more people pay attention, and they go, what's going on here? Yeah. And then they see us peacefully leaving, and it's like, what always happens is a lot of times, like when the police are called, Sister Rahman still preaching as we're leaving the public private sidewalk. A lot of times what happens is a crowd gathers and they go, we're going to see him get arrested. This is going to be awesome. And then they go, they're just talking to the police and they're witnessing to the police. They go, and they get upset because the heart of man is dark. You see it, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
The heart of man is dark. And they don't want the truth to go out. They don't want, did you hear that evangelical guy? That's what you're going to hear. We know the meaning of Good Friday. We know the meaning. We're doing it our way. God ever allowed man to bring worship his own way? Can you give me one scripture verse, brother, where we can just bring, let's wear rubber chickens on our head and tell people that this is how we worship God?
That's nowhere. Yeah.
It's nowhere. God says, follow my ways, keep my commandments. Yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we're back to our public sidewalk. Praise God. Sister Robin.
Yeah.
I am making an audio with brother, and I said, she's still back there preaching as we're leaving the private sidewalk.
Yeah.
Have you had some good conversation so far?
Kind of. I did a lot of warning of people.
Yeah.
So
the guy just walked by. So why do we do this? We're a spectacle out here with signs. Did you see that guy just walk by, brother? He's holding his phone and he's Facebook timing with somebody else.
Yes.
Holding his phone up so his buddy could see our signs.
Yeah.
Sister Amin, what always happens when the police show up? Don't people always like line up and gather and say, maybe they're going to get arrested? And I said, doesn't that bring more attention to the gospel?
It does. And I was telling everybody, we'll be over there if you have any other questions on the other entrance.
And the sodomite man that was getting in your face, I call him a sodomite man because he admitted he kissed his boyfriend in front of us. He was getting in your face. He said, you're leaving? And I just ignored him and just walked away.
I thought he was going to follow me because he was talking to me as we were leaving and I ignored him.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And so, when a spectacle like that happens, a lot of times people will gather around. People see what's going on. And so that's what happens when we do that. All of that stuff, you can be glorifying to God while the spectacle's happening. And I was telling brother, make sure that you walk in calm, spirit, and truth. And walk in the spirit, not the flesh, because it's easy to get in the flesh when people are getting in your face and all that kind of thing. So, glory to God, we're back at our public sidewalk. Not long ago, I did a teaching on tempting God. How are you tempting God? Well, I just talked to a man down there who was a non-denominational man, and he's like, the Roman Catholic faith is false. And then I started telling him how false his non-denominational faith is. And he said, we were talking about their pagan holidays they keep as daughters of the harlot, the Roman Catholic Church, daughters of it. And he said, well, we know about the truth of God. We just do things a little different. Where in the Bible did God ever allow people to do their own ways and their own worship? Where in the Bible does it allow you to live one way, add things to God's word, or take away from God's word? Hey, adding or taking away from God's word. The Bible says you'll get your name blotted out of the Lamb's book of life if you add or take away. Also, you will lose your soul living after the ways of the world. The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God is not flesh and blood. The kingdom of God is spirit and truth. So unless you're walking in the truth of God, unless you're walking in the spirit of God, unless you're walking in the word of God, you have no hope. Neighbors, the wrath of God is coming for you. Did you know that? Unless you repent and come out of this culture, come out of your pride and your vanity, come out of every false way, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Open the Holy Scriptures and test your faith, neighbor. Test what you're living for today. If you didn't wake up to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.
I appreciate it. From all of us.
Matthew 22, the great commandment. If you didn't wake up to love him in all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, Mark adds strength, then you are practicing idolatry. Idolatry. In Corinthians and in Revelation, Paul says no idolaters will inherit eternal life. Roman Catholics are idolaters, but so are people of the world. If you give your life and the culture and sports and hobbies, if you give it more time than God, you're an idolater. And really, if you do it at all, you're a worldly, carnal person in sin that will not inherit the kingdom of God. You have to come out of the world. James 4:4, if you're a friend of the world, you're an enemy of God. Look at all the things of are the world. Politics, sports, entertainment, man-made religion. It's all of the world, and your soul is in peril. Repent and follow Jesus. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. Turn and be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Lest you do that, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Judgment and wrath is coming. Jesus described hell more than heaven. Jesus warned of hellfire. Many of Jesus' parables ended with men being bound up and thrown into outer darkness. Jesus was not a coffee, cookie, easygoing, loose on sin preacher. He was a prophet of the old righteousness, just like the Old Testament prophets. He was the greatest prophet. John the Baptist, the greatest man who ever lived, according to Jesus, was the same way. Wherever Jesus went to preach, wherever Paul preached, especially religious places, there was always trouble. The Roman guards always showed up. Why? Because the world hates the truth of God. Everyone says go along and just get along and everybody be kind and be nice. That's not the message of the scriptures. The message of the scriptures is repent and lose your life and be born again. But if you live in pride and vanity and worldliness, you're an enemy of God. And judgment's coming for you. Jesus did not die so you could live worldly carnal lives. Jesus died to set us apart. Jesus died to call us out of the culture. Jesus died to call us out of the world. The world is the systems that Satan has developed. Sports, politics, entertainment, movies. All of the cultural things that the world does. putting on art fairs, putting on sports shows, putting on youth programs, and it's all carnal and of the flesh, and the flesh does not lead to eternal life. So ponder that as you're walking through this world, as you're practicing your false man-made religion. You're practicing a false way that won't save you in eternity. The Catholic system can't save you. The evangelical system can't save you. None of the non-denominational systems can save you. Why? They're made of man. And Jesus said, you worship God in vain, keeping your traditions of man. Matthew 15, Mark 7. But America is a lot like Israel. America's a lot like Israel. Israel was a stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious nation. Stubborn, stiff-necked, rebellious nation that would not obey the scriptures, and God destroyed them in the desert. God's going to destroy America and the world. America's a wicked nation. Not God bless America. Not God bless America at all. God is coming to judge America. Judgment day is coming. In fact, judgment has already started in America. Men don't know their women. Women don't know their men. Sodomy is expected in the streets and allowed. America is Sodom and Gomorrah too. But your man-made religion is the fault of it. They're not calling people out. You can't give thumbs up Christianity, ma'am. If you're of the world, you're going to be judged and sent away in weeping and gnashing of teeth one day. Repent and seek the kingdom of God, neighbor. You're going to hear, away from me, I never knew you, versus, well done, good and faithful servant. Faithful servants of God do not live in the world and practice false man-made religion. Faithful servants of God walk in his ways, keep his commandments, and they honor God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. You're not honoring God as you live like the world. You're not honoring God as you dress your temple in a worldly way. You're not honoring God as you waste your time on the frivolous and the corruptible. You honor God by walking in eternity, spirit and truth ways.
Thank you so much.
That are pleasing and glorifying to God the Father. Is it going to burn away when Jesus comes back? Read 2 Thess 1. Unless you're obeying him, everything else is going to be gone, sir. Your 401k is going to be gone. Your house is going to be gone. Your religious system is going to be gone. Your political system is going to be gone. Everything's going to be gone. There will be no taxes in the government of God. But only God's people will be there, sir. Repent and obey the gospel. The man asked me, will there be taxes? No, God's not going to rule the way man does. There won't be a monetary...